Hello, and welcome to the Mindset Podcast. This is your host, Alex Muir, helping you flex your mind, body, and soul. And welcome to the solo podcast series, Mindset Matters. Hello, and welcome to another episode of the Mindset Podcast. This is your host, Alex Muir, helping you flex your mind, body, and soul. In today's episode 67 of Mindset Matters, we're going to be talking about adjusting and adapting amongst uncertainty. Now, adjusting and adapting amongst uncertainty or uncertain times, a lot of us right now, we have been in uncertain times, and there has been uncertainty over the last few years since the pandemic started in 2020. Now, and a lot of us have had to shift, it was a huge mental shift on how we had to do things. And with all this uncertainty, it makes you, you know, nervous to go about your usual days and how you do things. And with so much uncertainty in the world, like you question yourself more. And I think I talked about this, touched on this a lot in the last episode of Mindset Matters in the last episode there. And it's just so important to find ways to adapt to changing times. And one of the things that's helped me personally adapt to changing times and to rapid change is reading. Reading books, especially in the areas of psychology, mindfulness, mindset, spirituality. Although I'm not a religious person, I am a spiritual person. I do believe that continuous self-education, personal development, finding like-minded people, people that are, growth-oriented, have a growth-oriented mindset. They see possibility in the world. And as I know we're in it, the world is unpredictable and, external circumstances happen, but we do have control over our attitude and we do have control over how we react to the external environment around us and stuff that happens to us. And this is something I've been working on so much, and I know a lot of other people work on it as well, but reading has been one of the most beneficial things, I would say, that has helped me adapt to times where I'm very unsure, I'm feeling uncertain, or I'm feeling more anxious about life or events that have happened in, throughout my life. Reading has always helped recenter me, and also combined with a mindfulness practice. So I do daily meditation using an app called Oak, which I will post in the show notes, and it should already be in the show notes, actually, the app that I use. But I use that daily. I start off the day with mindfulness practice, so anywhere between 30 and 45 minutes of meditation in the morning. And I work at my job. I work 9 to 5:30, so I usually am up by 7:15, and then I'll immediately wash my face, put a skin moisturizer, and then go right into a meditation. And that really just helps set up my day. So anything that does come at me, I have more time to think before I react. And then that combined with some sort of daily reading. Again, like whether you prefer to read on a Kindle, some sort of tablet, like your iPad or your other tablet, paperback, or let's say magazines or online articles, however you prefer to read, as long as you're getting in some daily good quality information. So that's another area of adjusting and adapting amongst uncertainty, is just making sure you're getting good quality information to start your day or end your day. And that can come from especially books. And speaking about reading and speaking about books, a few books that I'm currently really excited to start reading. One of them, which I'm still about to finish, I got 100 pages left, is Becoming Supernatural by Dr. Joe Dispenza. And that's kind of where I learned how to deepen my meditation practice. And it talks a lot about the link between our psychology and our body, and how the mind creates energy and how the mind creates energy throughout the body to want to do the things that we do and motivate us to do the things that we do. Because without energy, we can't do those things, right? You need to have a create a person a higher personal level of energy to be able to do the things that you want to do. Because if you don't have any energy, nothing changes, right? You got to change your inner state. So that's what that book is all about. And then another few books that I've got on the go right now, which I'm going to be getting in the next few weeks. It's a paperback book. The other books are on Kindle for Becoming Supernatural, but another one is called I just lost it. Outlive. I haven't bought that one yet, but Outlive by Dr. Peter Attia. That's basically all about longevity, figuring out how to eat in a healthy manner, but in a balanced manner, how to exercise and eat for a healthier and longer life, and increasing your health span and your lifespan. So lifespan again could be in like number of years or like length of life, and then health span is like quality of life that Dr. Peter Attia talks about. And he's also got a good podcast that he kind of has been doing a teaser for his book called The Drive. And he talks a lot about his book Outlive on there. But his book is coming out mid-March, I think, like March 18th or end of March or something like that. And the other book that I'm going to be starting to read is by Lewis Howes, The Greatness Mindset. Because a lot of the things that we do in our day-to-day, it all comes down to mindset. It all comes down to attitude, and it all comes down to maintaining that elevated state. How do we maintain that elevated state no matter what happens to us? How do we build that belief system or that attitude that, like, no matter what happens, I'll be okay and I can get through this? And that's what these books help with, right? So, Becoming Supernatural by Dr. Joe Dispenza, Outlive by Dr. Peter Attia, and The Greatness Mindset by Lewis Howes. And once I'm done the Supernatural, I'll move on to The Greatness Mindset by Lewis Howes. And then there's another one, which I can't remember the author's name, but it's The Go Giver. And it basically comes down, like, I was reading the synopsis for a little bit, but the on the back, and it really talks about how, like, this salesperson or business person was a, they called him like Joe the Go-Getter, and they called him like Joe the Go-Getter because he was always trying to go after his goals and his hopes and dreams. But then he realized a lot of, he was suffering internally, and he was wondering why, because he was doing all the right things. He was making his sales calls, he was doing his meetings and doing the do and going after his goals as being a go-getter. But he came to realize that, sometimes, yes, like you need to take action, you need to go after your goals, but you also need to learn how to give. And that's another area that I'm super interested in, is like, how can I give back? How can I give the most value to the most amount of people? And the way I want to also help with that for you guys is this podcast. My goal, I don't care if it happens or not, my goal is to reach the lives of 30 plus million people worldwide. So, like, basically the population of Canada, through friends and family and people out there that are listening to this, to just by providing good value, however I can for you guys, to build a better mindset, again, to build a better brain body, flex that brain bo and body, and minds, right? Build a better mind, build a better body, brain and body optimization hacks. Like, how can we build the best version of yourselves? And that's what this podcast is all about. So that's my mission with Mindset. The Mindset mission is finding and reaching out to 30 plus million people with the Mindset podcast, and providing value and providing the content every week for you guys. So You come back and you learn something new, and you take something away, one idea or one moment that just syncs with you, or you connect with that it's a you connect with that mindset moment. You know? So that's all I have to say today. So utilize to adjust and adapt to amongst uncertainty. Utilize reading books, just reading in general, a mindfulness practice. That'd be number two. So reading books, mindfulness practice, that could be meditation, that could be breath work. And another thing I want to mention is I tie actually breath work into my meditation. So, and I think I mentioned in one of my last podcast episodes, but basically what I do is to help me get more centered more quickly, I'll do box breathing. And box breathing is a style of breath work where it's 4 second inhale, hold for 4 seconds, and then 4 second exhale. And that is like absolute knockout effect for if you want to feel more centered, feel more calm, focus on your breath. So when your mind's going crazy when you're doing your meditation, the way to recenter, get more centered in on your away from your thoughts as you focus on your breath. So, tips for today's Mindset Matters podcast solo episode for adjusting and adapting amongst uncertainty. Reading, mindfulness, and then I'll mention it again, exercise. And even the word exercise, daily movement, reading, mindfulness, and movement. Daily movement or exercise just to help reset the mind. And when we reset our mind and we maintain an elevated state, all those areas that I've mentioned, reading, mindfulness, and movement or exercise, are going to help you create and cultivate that long-lasting mindset and keep your mood elevated to help you go after your hopes and dreams and the things that you want to do. So thank you all for listening to this week's episode of the Mindset Matters solo episode, Adjusting and Adapting Amongst Uncertainty. And I want to throw in a quote. I'm going to look for one right now, actually, while I got you guys live, because it's always good to have a quote. I want to incorporate quotes into these episodes as much as possible, just to help solidify the I got it. Disclaimer: all information provided by Alex Muir is of general nature and is spoken from Alex Muir's and his guests' personal experiences and personal opinions on the topics related to fitness, health, and education only. No information is to be taken as medical or other health advice pertaining to any specific health or medical condition. You agree that use of this information is at your own risk and hold Alex Muir harmless from any and all losses, liabilities, injuries, or damages resulting from any and all claims. This episode is brought to you by PodcastGuests.com, connecting podcasters with great guests. Podcasters, find relevant experts and other podcasters to be guests on your podcast. Experts, guests, and more. Get booked on great podcasts to expand your reach and audience. PodcastGuests.com connects podcasters with experts, authors, and other podcasters to be guests on their podcasts.
This episode is brought to you by RadioGuestList.com, the number one free radio guest, podcast, and talk show guest expert interview booking service on the internet.
And a quote to help you adjust and adapt amongst uncertainty from yours truly, fellow athlete Michael Jordan. Obstacles don't have to stop you. If you run into a wall, don't turn around and give up. Figure out how to climb it, go through it, or work around it. Thank you all for listening to the Mindset Solo podcast series, Mindset Matters, bringing you weekly inspiration, motivation, and insight into brain and body optimization hacks. Thank you all for listening. If you enjoyed this episode or this podcast solo series, please don't hesitate to leave a comment, drop a like, rate, and subscribe on Apple Podcasts, Spotify Podcasts, wherever you listen to podcasts. Or if you prefer, you can listen on my blog. That's alexandermuir.com/blog. That's alexander.com/blog. Thank you all for listening, and stay tuned for next week's episode.